This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Tassos Ioannidis on the line from AMG International, and we're talking about Greece. Tassos was just there, and Tassos, I wanted to talk about this new report. It's saying that the number of migrants and refugees are down overall in Europe, but Greece's numbers are ahead, 47% compared to where it was last year. Is this something, as you were just recently in Greece, is this something that's obvious, or does it seem like, you know, more people are there? Sorry, that was a terribly phrased question, but I'm hoping if you could just comment first, and then I'll get into a couple other questions.
Okay, that's no problem. The number of migrants in Greece has indeed increased in recent months, and particularly in the last few days, there seems to be a spike of the number of people who are coming from Turkey. In the week I was there, during one day, there were more than 600 arrivals in the island of Lesbos. And the main reason that there is this increase, this spike that is taking place in the arrival of refugees in the last few days, is because the president of Turkey, Mr. Erdogan, has been sending more people towards Greece, towards Europe, because he is under pressure politically for a lot of reasons. And he also is asking the Europeans to give him more money to keep and take care of the refugees who are in Turkey, whose number is very significant, of course. So he's actually, part of the reason for the increase for the immigrant flow in Greece is because Erdogan is using them as leverage, asking for more funding for to take care of refugees who are in Turkey.
So what does this mean for the country of Greece? As I recall, they don't necessarily have the funds or resources to take care of more refugees.
That is correct. Because refugees who come to Greece cannot leave Greece, they have to be processed there. Their applications for asylum have to be processed there, and they don't have the opportunity to move on to other European countries without proper paperwork. This increases the pressure on Greece and on the Greek government. And since this has been going for several years, and this has been a strain on the resources of Greece, the Greek people are not as welcoming of refugees anymore. Initially, when this was taking place, they were a lot more welcoming. But now, because of the increased need for resources for them, they are less welcoming. Also, there seems to be more incidents of violence among refugees. The refugees, of course, are out of their homes. They are frustrated as well. The conditions in which they live in Turkey and the conditions they find in Greece are not the best. They are very hard conditions. So this further contributes to unrest among the refugees. It results in violence, and this further makes them less welcome. So it's a vicious cycle that is going on right now.
And yet you guys, AMG, are reaching out to these refugees. Can you tell me a little bit about your ministry to some of these migrants and refugees?
Yes, the refugees typically will come through one of the islands, primarily Lesbos. And then the government, because the island is basically at its capacity for hosting refugees, will move them to mainland Greece. Most of them end up in the Athens area. Some of them end up in the Thessaloniki area in the north. And we have three centers, two in the Athens area, one in Thessaloniki, where we actually minister to refugees, and has been a tremendously effective ministry, a great opportunity. I visited our center in Athens, in downtown Athens, last week. At the time I went, there were more than 100 people there who come. They have the opportunity to socialize, use the internet to get in contact with loved ones. We help them with paperwork, and then our staff members have the opportunity to express the love of Christ to them and even share about Christ. And over the last couple of years, we have seen a great number of refugees come to faith as we minister to them in different ways. There is a growing church that also meets in the center as a result of more than 100 people. So God is at work even in the midst of this tragedy, and we are very grateful for having the opportunity to minister to the refugees, to meet their physical needs and also to meet their spiritual needs and point them to Christ, the only one who can restore hope in their lives.
And that's why I love talking to you and kind of getting this side of the story about what God is doing among the refugees. Before I get to my last question, what kind of, I guess, response do you see from refugees? They kind of get the cold shoulder from the general Greek population. And then I imagine the Christian workers with AMG come and just demonstrate the love of Christ. I imagine that has to be a tremendous impact.
It is. It makes a difference. And I cannot tell you how many stories. There are so many stories of refugees who are so touched by the love they experience. And that's a big reason why so many of them come to a saving knowledge of Christ. As they experience true Christian love, they respond. And not all of them obviously come to Christ, but a number of them are so touched because they have experienced violence, they have experienced rejection, and then there are these people who, for no other reason but because they are followers of Jesus, they show love to them and they respond well to that. And a number of them are coming to a saving knowledge of Christ.
And finally, what can our listeners and our readers do to get involved and really help your work continue?
Well, there are a number of ways that we need people to help us with this outreach. Of course, we need funding to continue to carry it on. It is expensive to operate three centers, to minister to literally hundreds every day. So there is a significant expense involved for the materials and for the staff that is involved in the ministry. So we need financial resources. We need your prayers. We need prayers for the staff members. Some of the staff members are former refugees who came to faith and now are ministering to their fellow countrymen. And there are times when they're lives are at risk because they do run into fanatical Muslims who are upset with them because they have become Christians. So we need to pray for wisdom for them and for God's protection as they minister to the refugees, for our staff members. And then we also be praying that this opportunity continues to be there as we seek to minister to refugees, that there are no restrictions in reaching them. That are introduced and that we have access to them so that we can share God's love and the gospel with them. We also occasionally need volunteers. There are opportunities to do that. If anybody is interested to do that, they can go online or contact our office, and we'll be glad to share information about that.
Beautiful. We'll get people connected. Is there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
I think this pretty much describes the situation right now. There is a big unknown right now because there is the possibility that the flow of refugees will continue to remain high for the foreseeable future. And if that happens, the result, nobody can really know what is going to happen because Greece is at its capacity. There are more than 80,000 refugees in Greece right now. So it's at the limit of what it can do. So we are waiting to see how things develop. So I need to be praying that the flow remains manageable.